Welcome to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I discuss topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion will offer you practical solutions for transformational changes. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. Empowering yourself with new strategies and new ideas can jumpstart your healthy journey and bring forth a tidal wave of joyful, positive results. I live and breathe what I teach. Allow me to be living proof of what can work for you. Your brain is your best asset, so you'll learn how to take charge of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Are you ready for the real results you want? We'll see you there.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is, as I said before, this is Georgette LePage's show. This is Why Wait. Now, the topic for today, it's so vital. What is your motivating factor? What is it? What is your motivating factor? And those of you that know Georgette, you know that what she does is she is a radio show host, but she's also somebody that lives and breathes and teaches what can work for you. You know, certified health and life coach, and she is the one that will help you step fully into your level of empowerment so you can change your life. And right now, the statistics on how really not well we are taking care of ourselves. And I'm not talking about illness. I'm talking about how we take care of our body, our mind, our spirit. The latest statistics on obesity just recently came out. But what is it? You know, what is it that will get you to approach the finish line and then cross the finish line? That's what today's show is about. That's what Georgette does in helping people understand there is a motivational factor. Do you know what yours is? Georgette, it's great to have you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for today. I'm so excited. This is a very big deal, this topic. And one that I have to keep revisiting myself, which is why it's so good to talk about it when you live it. So,
well, what I want to ask you about is, you know, I was writing an article for a book, and I have these seven principles in the book. And I don't talk about weight. I talk about the life you desire. But you can kind of want it. You could maybe want it because your spouse wants you to want it. You could want it because you think you should want it. You could do a lot of wanting it. But the question is that going to get you to where you really want to go to lose weight, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It has to come from you and it has to be because of you. I hear everything from, you know, I want to fit into this dress for this event, to I want to go to my class reunion, to my doctor gave me a diagnosis that is not good. I'm officially obese. I need to lose weight, or my lab results weren't good. I need to get things in order, or I'm just tired of being this way. I would like to be healthier. So I hear every single kind of goal. And I hear a lot of variation on the motivation too. A lot of people do things for other people. So I will often hear, well, my husband would like me to look better, or my kids need me to do this, or, you know, my friends are like this, and so I should be like that. And I really try to talk to people to get to the heart of what they want and why, which shifts the entire mindset for losing weight once you realize why you really want to do this and how badly do you really want to do this, because it requires work. Yeah. So are you ready to really, really want this? Are you hungry for this? So yeah, that's where I just keep asking questions and lots of questions and chip away at the layers. And sometimes people will start out not so open about the real why, the real motivation, and we have to talk through it quite a bit. And that's once we know the why, your motivating factor, you know, what do you want to do and how badly, then you can set your roadmap, but it has to go kind of in that order.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, sometimes I've seen people buddy up and they'll kind of tag team to reach a goal, right?
Yeah.
That will take care, that will get you over the finish line the first time, but will it keep you in the race? Can you talk about the difference between motivation and pure willpower? Because are they the same? Are they different? What does each look like?
Yeah, great question. I think the word willpower kind of gets a little distorted. We think it's you either have it or you don't. It's like this big magical thing that happens and it'll just solve everything. And willpower is really just very short-lived. It's the control that is exerted to get something done. And that's not necessarily something that lasts for a long time. You can say, all right, I'm here at a party. I don't want to eat any sweets. I've got some willpower. I'm going to avoid the dessert table. Okay, that could be willpower. But if you say, you know, wow, I've got 6 months to lose this weight, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do all these things, the willpower is not going to come into play. That's when you need motivation. That's when you need the drive, the interest, the ambition to do the work. And those are two totally different things. But I hear people all the time, oh, you know, you don't eat a lot of sweets. You have so much willpower. And I said, actually, no, it's hard, but I'm very motivated, you know, to stay a certain way or to stay healthy. And so for me, it's very different, but I used to confuse the two very, very much.
Yeah. But they don't quite feel the same either. I mean, can we be tricked by either one of them? And what I mean by that is, you know, I remember practicing, right, for something. And that was discipline. That's what we call discipline. But that wasn't my motivation, right? My motivation was over here. And then there was this thing I knew I need to do, but I wasn't motivated by the discipline to do it. There was a higher order goal. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The discipline is very important because that, and that gets a bad rep. That sounds like so negative, you know, that's punitive. But you need that. Those are the steps that you take in order to get to your goal. Those are the boundaries, the guidelines, and all of the things. The motivation is the feeling inside of how badly do you want this? And that's the inside drive. That's the feeling you get like in your whole body. You get excited. You get, you know, just like ready to go. You know, you have a goal, you know what you want. And then the discipline, like I said, comes alongside. So you need all of these pieces. It's so funny because we just think they're all the same. And if you don't have one, you don't have the others. And that's not the case. And I love for people to find that out, that it's like a puzzle and you need all the pieces to the puzzle in order for this to work. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's a really good point.
Yeah. And let's talk about this for a minute too. And that is, motivation is not a one-size-fits-all. What motivates me may not be what motivates you, right? So how often do you get in conversation with your friends or family and they have a motivational factor that works for them and they think, let me give you mine. If you had my motivational factor, you'd do it. No, that doesn't always work, does it?
Absolutely not. I love the one size fits all idea that we used to have. You know, you see it on t-shirts. Yeah. It's so not true. This is so customized to each person. And what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another person. And it's a skill to build up to that and to kind of defend, you know, your own motivation and stick to it as opposed to caving into other people. For example, years ago, I trained for my first marathon and, you know, many people thought I was absolutely crazy. You know, this is ridiculous. It's so hard. And I knew that, but I'd put in the work 17 weeks to train for that. And I did it and I'm so proud of that, but it's not for everybody. I didn't expect anybody else to do the same thing. That was my goal. And so it's the same you hear with other people, you know, and you get kind of, you kind of compare to sometimes, well, so-and-so is doing that and that, that food plan works for her and it must work for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just lump ourselves all into one basket together and decide that, well, that's just how it goes. So you have to defend and guard, your reasons for wanting to lose weight, your reasons for wanting to be healthier and to exercise. And again, like we talked about a while back, not care about, you know, the chatter that other people will put out there.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because a couple of months ago, I was talking with somebody who said, try this diet, try this keto thing. And, you know, it sounded interesting at first. And then I realized, how does anybody eat that much fat? I mean, honestly, for me, you know, it's not that I don't eat fat, but the amount that you had to do to balance everything. And I realized it's okay for something like that to work for millions of people, but maybe it doesn't feel right for me. You know, maybe it doesn't get me to that next level. So what does that even mean? Well, it means sometimes we have to let go. That's what I want to talk about when we come back, is what do we have to let go to make room for this new thing? Before we go to break, how do people find out about you? Tell everybody how they can contact you and find out more about your coaching.
Oh, great. My website is georgettelepage.com. There's a button there to contact me if you want to get in touch with me for programming and different things. But all the information is there. All the past podcasts that you and I have done together. I write for Brains Magazine and I blog every week and there's really good stuff in there and it's free content. So please, please, please grab it. And you can also learn my story right on the front page. And just see how I am. I call myself a roller coaster because over the years I've gone up and down and that's how you find out, you know, is this somebody that clicks, that I click with? Can I identify with some things? And I would love for you to get to know me that way and see what I have to offer to help you.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to talk about this when we come back. And it's how do you let go in order to get results? How do you let go, right, with kindness and gratitude and not guilt and shame? See, those are different energies. When we come back, Georgette's going to take us on a walk. Yeah, maybe you've done some things in your past thinking you were going to get some kind of future outcome, didn't work for you. But where do you go from there? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Georgette LePage.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hoffberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfeld.com.
Hey, everybody, what's your motivation? You know, what is it that your motivation? You know, what I love about this is that you get to pick what your motivation is. And it may not look like what the most popular person in the world says their motivation is. It's your motivation, whatever that is. That's what Georgette LePage does. That's how she'll work with you and help you move to where you want to go. But what is your motivating factor? Georgette, before we talk about, and I have found this, there's some things that I've absolutely had to let go to make room. Before we talk about that, tell us how to find out more about you and how do people contact you to work with you?
Yes. My website is georgettelepage.com, and you can contact me through there on the contact button. And I would love to work one-on-one with you. I want you to read my story and see what I'm about and why I'm sitting here today and how I got here and the different ways that I could help you. There are some clients' testimonials on there that I think you'll find very interesting and a lot of good content on there. So please look it over, find something you love, and let me know. Reach out to me.
You know, and part of your story, right? Let's talk about this for a minute, because I think you and I, we have parts of our story, whatever part that is, where we've had to really move beyond past mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, we've had to really been able to look at them, move beyond them. And then also the word failure. You know, if you look at some things that just have not worked out, but if you're still carrying, you know, that chain around your neck, you're not going to get to where you want to go. So what is it about letting go that allows for success in the end game?
Yeah, great question. And it's an important question because, for example, I'm a rule follower. I like people to like me. I'm a people pleaser. I'm kind of in recovery from that. And I'm certainly a recovering perfectionist. And that's what I thought I needed to be all these years. And then the older I get, the more I realize that I'm missing out because of that. And I'm not doing things, you know, in my best interest all the time. So I think I have to, you know, you have to let go of maybe where you used to be and parts of who you used to be. And that may include, like I said, pleasing people, putting yourself last, putting other people first. It also may involve letting go of regretting your mistakes and your failures, which I used to think mistakes and failures were bad things. I think we're kind of taught not to make mistakes, but it's so opposite. You learn from those. You're supposed to fail in order to get to greater things. And the more you fail, the more successful you can be. You learn, you're constantly learning. And I know a lot of you out there love to learn, or you probably wouldn't be listening to this show.
Right.
If you're like me, I'm like a sponge. I want to soak up everything. And I know that I have to be careful too, because, you know, you and I have talked about this, Dr. Pat, there are so many things out there to grab your attention that you want to do everything. You want to try everything. And you really have to kind of learn and learn what's there, learn what's good for you, and hone in on that and kind of craft yourself a plan, a blueprint. Mm-hmm. Because you're right. There is that shiny object syndrome. I fall into that too when I'm learning more things about coaching. And there are like 50 different ways to learn about something. And you have to discipline yourself to zero in on what works best for you. Mm. And I think, again, letting go of maybe those thoughts of doing everything perfectly without mistakes will come up for most people, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
What if, can you think of, I mean, I'm sitting here thinking about this and thinking about, well, what are some of the things that I've done? Like, then when it comes to weight loss, there's something that I've noticed just across the board. And it's the idea that what's the word? You slip up on a weekend.
Yeah.
And you eat a whole pizza. Mm-hmm. And then you kick into a behavior that says, well, I've already messed up for the weekend. Let me keep messing up. See, this is what we've got to address, because this is a cycle.
Yeah.
Right. It's, I messed up. Why bother? Let me eat pizza all weekend. But that's what we really, that's what we have to look at. Yeah. We have to look at the motivational factor that says one pizza is one pizza, 10 pizzas, not so much.
Yeah. You're so right. And you can develop skills so that when that moment is happening, you can talk yourself through it and say, okay, I'm right now eating far more than I need to, or oops, I just ate far more than I need to. Let me stop. Let me think about what's really going on here. And let me get back on my plan. Let me get back on right now. I don't need to fall flat on my face. I just stumbled a little bit, and falling flat on my face is not going to serve me. And that's exactly what I'll tell myself all the time. If something like that happens to me, I'll say, you know what? This is not going to solve my stress right now. This is not going to serve my goals of being at this weight or exercising this much. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to pause. I'm going to step back and see what's really going on with me, because it's usually not about the action that I'm doing. And I'm going to address that. And then I'm going to move forward. Mm. It's like falling off a horse. You can stay lying on the ground, get trampled by the horse, or you can get back on and just move on. Forgive yourself for the slip, because they happen. There's no 100% for anything, any food plan, any diet, anything you follow. You're going to make mistakes.
So, but, you know, isn't there a component of this too, where you have to be conscious and mindful that I just messed up, and really be motivated to look at it? Otherwise, it's, I just messed up. Oh, well, and there's no growth pattern from it.
Yeah.
Right.
There's
nothing that you could pinpoint to learn from. I mean, we see this in relationships over and over and over again, but we don't really look and apply it on to what goes on in our body, especially around weight and weight loss. And right now, that is a multi-billion dollar market.
Yeah.
Every day there's something new about it. Mm-hmm. And every day, chances are the same people will get that new thing. But there's a difference between getting the new thing and understanding where you messed up, or just moving beyond your mistake and never really understanding that.
Right. That self-reflection is critical. And I never understood that. I just kept thinking, well, I made a mistake. I'm so terrible. Never mind, you know, the heck with it, forget it now. And then I start all over again. And I feel like, here I go again.
Oh boy.
But when you pause and you realize what's happening, you stop and you address it and say, okay, I'm here. I'm in front of my pantry. The door's wide open. I don't even remember how I got here. I'm not hungry. So what's really going on before I jump into that bag of cookies? What's really going on? And then, you know, you usually can find the answer when you stopped and say, okay, yeah, I had a bad day. So my habit is to come and get something to eat that, I don't know, it's just a habit. I've been doing that. You know, I had maybe been doing that for a long time. Let me close the door. Let me step back and let me think about this. And when you write, I'm all about writing things down. I have a million little notebooks all over the place. I will write something down and I go back later and look at it. And it's often the same thing several times in, you know, throughout, but I write it down and I get it out. Yeah. And I realize, okay, I was stressed today, or I was upset with something, or I'm worried about something. That's where you see, you know, how could I do differently? So next time, you know, when I'm standing in front of the pantry, maybe before I even get there, I could say, okay, let me go for a walk instead. Let me go walk it off, put a nice podcast, put music on. Let me go, let me come back, you know, and kind of do that. So you need to pause. I'm all about the pause.
Yeah. I love the justification part. And what I mean by that is we're sitting there and we're thinking, I'm just going to go get that protein bar. Now, you've eaten everything for the day. You've eaten dinner, maybe had some fruit, but it's that protein bar that's calling you. And what happens is you'll start to process. It's just a protein bar. What harm could it be? And you start to process it. It's not that there's something wrong with the protein bar, right? Yeah. That's not what we're saying. Yeah. But what is our mind trying to tell us? Because chances are we're not going to stop with the protein bar because we've just justified how we're able to eat a four-course meal and 2 hours later grab a protein bar and then maybe go for some nuts and then fill in the blanks. So we're going to talk about this because there's a strategy to this.
Yeah.
There's a strategy. Yeah, what can we learn? And what strategies can we put in place? Because if you're listening to this, you know your MO, right? You know it. You know your MO. Oh, I worked out all day. I ran 500 miles. I can just binge. All right. When we come back, I'm not going to talk about the strategy on that. Georgette LePage is. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is great. You are listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with Georgette LePage and me, Dr. Pat. We're talking about what is your motivational factor? What's your motivating factor? What is your motivating factor? And you notice how we're not putting a judgment on it, right, Georgette?
Yeah.
Right. We're not like putting a judgment on it. For example, we're not putting a judgment that says your motivating factor is to be able to go to the beach and wear that bathing suit. Now, we're not saying your motivating factor is bad and ours is good. That's not what the show's about. Right. You know, the show's about finding what your true motivating factor is, the true one, the thing that's underneath it. Because if you really want to be in that position on the beach, as opposed to being in that swimsuit that your spouse or partner wants you to go in and get into, then we're talking a whole different game. Georgette, how do people find out about you? And I want them to know that what we're about to talk about are strategies. Mm-hmm. This is what you help people with, right? So
absolutely.
How do they get a hold of you? Because this is the hardest part.
Yeah, you can. Yes, absolutely. My website is georgettelepage.com. You can find out all about my story there and all of the blogs that I have. I write one every week about things just like this, things that matter, mm-hmm. things that you can take a little nugget from and make one small step. And there's a place there to look at the programs that I offer for my one-on-one coaching and a place where you can contact me. It's all one-stop shopping right there. And please check it out. And their podcasts, our past podcasts are on there too. So I want you to, you know, learn from what's there for you. And I make the content that I think people are very interested in knowing and the things that I've learned from. So, yeah.
So this idea of motivating factors and strategies, yeah. it's so important. And we can take a look at anything around this. You know, my grandma she had crippling arthritis. My grandma on my mama's side, potbelly stove, outhouse. I'm talking like that. When I say the South, I'm just like, I'm meeting the South, right?
Yeah.
You know, me and the Giles boys went down there, did a little snuff. That's the South I'm talking about. Then got called out in church for that. But she was so good at motivation and strategy. Because the last thing she really wanted to do was hand sew quilts because she was in so much pain. Mm. But she had a motivating factor and she had a strategy. Now, that guided her life. She wasn't stopped by it. And if you saw my grandma, she could hardly walk, you know, but you never knew it. I mean, I watched her bread those pork chops and fry those things up on that pot. Okay. We're talking about weight, but I'm just talking about experience. That's the way they ate down there.
Yeah.
But why could she eat like that? Because after breakfast, we went out and we worked in the fields for 6 hours. But what was her motivation? Why would she do that? And I asked her one day, I was young, ignorant, young child from the Bronx. And I said, something like, don't your hands hurt? I'm a kid, like about eight, maybe, I think. I said, Grandma, don't your hands hurt? It looks like your hands hurt. And she looked at me and she said, not today. And I just looked at her and I said, oh, she says, I'm doing something I love. And she said, when you're doing something you love, you have no pain. Now, my grandma, not educated, but that's what she said. Her motivation was to create beauty. Later on, I found out it was also a way to keep her joints limber. She made the most beautiful patchwork quilts, just gorgeous. But I never forgot that. And she had a strategy for it. She knew that in order for her to do that, she had to have a timeline that says, I am not going to be doing this after I've just worked out in that dang field, pulling those corn, chucking that corn. Everything that we do could have a strategy that honors what motivates us. Talk about that when it comes to weight.
Absolutely. And that's right. None of us is about judgment. Each person who comes to work with me is treated so respectfully. And honestly, I admire people that are ready to do something about their health and their weight in particular. So when you do work with coaches and people one-on-one, it's such a great time to have that attention and to just be focused on you without judgment. And also, you know, it's hard in our society too, because the marketing of diets and diet culture is billions and billions of dollars, as we know. And the next best thing comes out the next day, and you have to just pick and choose what works for you. And zero in on that. You will become overwhelmed if you are trying to keep up with the next best thing. Yeah. So I just caution people on that. And yes, when anytime you're having a goal in place, whether it's a big goal, a little goal, or the steps to get to the big goal along the way, strategies are huge. And that could be as simple as what worked for me before. You always like to look a little bit about what you've learned. We don't want to dwell in the past. In coaching, we don't do that. We take where you are now and where you want to go. But you learn the lessons from the past. So maybe a certain way of eating worked for you before, but you just didn't continue with it. Or maybe a certain way did not. And that's something that comes up and we examine, we look at. And then you look at, well, you know, this didn't last very long. And you look at why. Why didn't something last? And how much work did you put into it? What were you doing in that time? Were you raising small children? Maybe when you were trying to do that, is your circumstance different now? And certainly age comes to mind for all of us. It's not impossible. I want every single person here today, no matter how old you are, you can do this. Yeah. Okay. Now, we're not going to look like we necessarily did when we were 20. Or years and years ago. And that's okay. Our bodies have evolved, but you sure can take care of the body that you have. And so I would say you need to find strategies that are reasonable. The biggest thing I find is when people set goals that are reasonable, you know, losing 50 pounds in a year is so much more reasonable than losing 50 pounds in a month.
Yeah.
So a professional will help you to kind of talk through that. So I would say, you know, we really need to look at all of the parts, what worked before, what didn't work, and, you know, where's your goal? And let's set up steps along the way. For example, I have a client who is still stuck in what she used to look like before she had children. And she just is in getting in her own way with getting past that. Her kids are now all teenagers. So it's not like they're little, but she has yet, and we're working on it, she has yet to kind of let that go where she was before. And she knows where she wants to be, but she is stuck. It's like being stuck in mud because she's spending so much time with this idea in her head. And she'll show me pictures. I used to look like this. And I said, okay, so what are some steps to get you to this particular weight? But until you have some specific strategies in place, which might include kind of cutting the tie from living in the past, the progress will be slow at first. So yeah. I hope that helps. Strategies come in so many different shapes and sizes. And
they do. They do. And, you know, one of the things too, let's talk about this because I just got a little question that came in and, you know, the answer is this, you're right. There are actors and people that will either gain weight or lose weight. First of all, this is their profession.
Yeah.
And some of them are, they have a role, Hollywood. It's like a movie. It's like a fantasy, and they'll gain weight and they'll lose weight. Two people come to mind, Tom Hanks for Philadelphia.
Yes. Yes.
And Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
And, you know, to watch her, to watch Charlize go through that role and really be able to play that role in Monster.
Yeah.
You see, that was a motivation to do that. And she had motivation to remove it because this is her passion, right? How hard is it for us to figure out what's underneath us that we're really passionate about that will really trigger us to be motivated to take appropriate action?
Yeah, it's not as hard as it seems. It really isn't when you just stop and say, instead of keep, you know, say, oh, I'm so big, you know, I've been this way for a while. This is how it's going to be. You need to flip your mindset and say, all right, right now I'm currently not at a weight that I'm comfortable with. Let me forgive myself for that, first of all. And what are some ways that I'm willing to put in some work here? Because all of those people, all the actors, don't think they do that by themselves. They have teams of people helping them.
Totally.
They have chefs, nutritionists, if for either way, gaining or losing weight. They have people that work out with them hours a day. So the average person does not have that. So be mindful of that, right? But it's okay once you uncover, you know, and flip those ideas that it's always been this way, it's going to be that way. That's very defeating. That's self-defeating. And it pulls you down. So if you're motivated enough to make a change, then we need to start reframing how we're thinking and how we're talking to ourselves, which we've talked about before too. It's not that hard. It's just a habit. And habits happen when you repeat the behavior over and over again in a kind, loving way to yourself. Mm-hmm. Beating yourself up because of where you are and maybe how you got here is not going to serve your goal of losing weight or being healthy. I promise. I've tried it. It doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, I love this last part of what we're talking about today because I think this is where the secret is. And the secret really is, how hungry are you this time? And then what that means is, and what you're talking about there, is how hungry are you this time to change, right? And that is one of the most powerful questions to ask yourself, because that is the thing that will enable you to sustain staying on your target and acting your strategy, right?
Absolutely.
Boy, that is such an interesting barometer, isn't it?
It is. And the word hungry, you know, that's such a play on words, but absolutely. I mean, are you tired enough of being tired? Are you tired enough of being overweight? You have to ask yourself these questions. Where are you right now in this? In order to get started with something, are you like you walk in your closet and you're just beside yourself? I just did a blog about closets. When you walk in, how do you feel? And what does your closet say about you? Is it like stressful? Is it overwhelming when you walk in and think, oh, I have nothing to wear as you look at under different things?
Right.
So is that important enough for you right now to get going? What is it? Is it wanting to go on a vacation and not feel self-conscious? Is it wanting to, you know, join a running race or do a walk with a, you know, an organized walk with people? Yeah. Or it can be anything with your health. But you really have to dig deep and really say, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. And then to find your own niche in this, yes. You know, just because your friends can yes. kayak around Lake Washington 5 times, that may not be you. It doesn't mean you don't go with them, but you have to have your own strategy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. You won't do it again. You know, to try to keep up with people that are so used to doing something like that, and you pull your kayak out once every 3 years, that's a setup for failure if you think that that is going to be a strategy that works for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's that FOMO, that acronym that is so popular now, the fear of missing out. So you've got to, you know, think about that. Are you doing something just because you don't want to be left out? Or are you doing something because you're ready to make a change? And yes, your friends walk every morning at 5 a.m. and they've invited you. Do you want that? Are yeah. you, is it enough for you? Or, you know, what's your motivation? What's your purpose in that? Or, you know, a group of people are going on a vacation, girls' weekend. Do you really want to go? If so, let's get started. Let's work. Let's do the work. And so it's so funny. It can be a dress to get into again, or a yeah. new dress. It can be an event like a wedding. It can be a holiday's coming up, a special birthday. You want to be your best. Or it can just be, I've had enough. I am so ready. And it's great because everybody has something different. So please don't compare yourself to other people, because there's that compare and despair. And it's 100% guaranteed, because we're all different. Thank goodness we're all different. And we have different needs, and we have different motivation, and we have different goals. And I wouldn't have it any other way. You want to yeah. be you. You be you is one of my big things. And, you know, be proud of that. Just, but find out, you know, what do I really want? And how do I get it is the next question. That's an upcoming question, I'm sure we'll tackle someday. But yeah.
But one of the things you also ask, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is talking to yourself about how this time could be different. Mm-hmm. See, if we're carrying all the failures around this from our past yeah. without any blueprint for how this time yeah. could be different, then how do you even get motivated?
Yeah. That's true. Is it time to hop off the roller coaster or the gerbil wheel, whatever you call it?
Yeah.
If you're ready to do that, then yes, you need a plan in place so that it's not just like the last time where you got excited, you got motivated for 2 days, you ate well, and then forget it. The weekend came and never mind. I'll start again another time. And there's a Monday every week. And you always hear people, oh, after the weekend, I'll start tomorrow. Yeah. Or I'll start Monday. Don't wait for tomorrow. I tell clients that when we start working, they start that day. They just don't know it until we have our first session. And I'm like, all right, well, we're starting today. And they're like, oh, well, wait, what about? I said, no, it's today. It's now. And that's yeah. when you know if you're really ready. But you're right. You've got to ask, you know, there's hope out there. There are things you can do. You just haven't found them yet. And you just might need somebody to help you and be accountable with you, for you yeah. and to you be accountable to them enough that you show up and you yeah. keep doing it. And this, have the mindset, what if this is the first time, you know, that something great will happen for me? Or what if it's the last time I have to restart things? You don't want to miss that. You don't want to take that chance.
No. And you know, we go out and we'll hire people to mentor us, to coach us on a wide range of things. But this particular area here is where we need it the most
yeah.
because we are looking at something very personal for somebody. Not like, let me get this off the shelf and let me just take what I've just talked to Joe about and give it to you. Right. And I think that's what people are really frustrated by. But that's really the difference in what you do and how you do it, because not everybody's the same. Not everybody wants to lose 50 pounds.
Right.
That may not be it, but it really is a very integrated way to take everything in consideration, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so customized. And I love that, because that's why buyer beware when you get a promise that this certain plan works for everybody, because that's impossible. That is impossible. It may work for many people, but you have to find what works for you. And that can be, again, overwhelming. So that's often why you'll work with someone that will guide you along and will help you to find the tools and strategies that you need. But buyer beware.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've learned enough in this arena to know it, but boy, we still want that quick fix sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we still want to buy four bottles of this for the same price as you buy three and to have the pill, potion, or lotion do it.
Yeah.
When it comes to ourselves, we're so multifaceted.
Yeah.
And so is the approach to change. Thank you so much for today. Please tell folks how they can work with you, how they can get a hold of you. And then I'd like to know your personal message for today.
Okay. Yes, please visit my website, georgettelepage.com. My blogs are on there with good information about things like this. I often will write about things like this weekly. And our episodes, our past episodes from this podcast are on there. And also the programs that I offer, the one-on-one, the different types of things that I offer. And then you can contact me and we can talk and see if we're a good match. And please read my story on there and look at my pictures and look at all my stuff and just know that I'm a real person and I live this. And that's how I am sitting here today with Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
So,
and for those of you, I'm working with Georgette. I have some very special goals and she's helping me as well. And it's so important to have somebody that you're working with that understands who you are and is patient enough to know that, and yet give you that strategy that's going to work. Remember, feel better, look better, be your best self. Georgette, thank you so much for today.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And no one has to do this alone. So that's the best part.
That's the hardest part. I mean, if I were to think back about my sister's journey, that right there, the part where she was pretty much alone and years of hearing about how fat she was. Mm. I mean, it was over and over and over again. And not everybody, but you know, when it comes from that one person that you want to love you, that you want to adore you, that is a hard lesson to hear, right?
It is. It is. So you need to be your own best advocate for sure.
Absolutely. Georgette LePage, everybody, go to her website, georgettelepage.com. For more information about us, go to transformationtalkradio.com. And remember, when you go to Georgette's site, there's everything we've talked about there. There's a contact page as well. There's also programs you can look at. And then take a look at some of the testimonials. But make sure you read her story. Make sure you go through and you take a look at the fact that she's just like the rest of us. Benny, thank you for a great show. Georgette, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you very much.
Jacob and Olivia, and for those of you out there, why wait? We'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Tune in each month as Dr. Pat Basile and I tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks for weight loss. Being healthy doesn't have to be hard or impossible. This show leaves you feeling empowered with new strategies and ideas to jumpstart your new health journey. If you're interested in finding out more about me, visit georgettelepage.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.